Shabbat Shalom. This is Rabbi Jim Egolf. I really want to thank you for joining me this week. We went through our normal healing rituals for a Shabbat this week, and our message this week also contained what does it mean to be present and heal another. We're going to take a look at those things, and I hope that you will stay tuned. Thank you again for joining me. Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. The Torah this week contains the high and low points of Jewish existence. Heights are exemplified by the crossing of the Reed Sea and the Israelites finding freedom from Pharaoh on the other side of this body of water. Heights are further exemplified as we learn about Passover and how various other things will be the charge and purpose of the Israelites. However, all is not as well as we might think. The Torah portion also strays into difficult moments. The Israelites are complaining, quickly, I might add, and they're complaining about the food. These are the same generation who will be wiped out because, while they may have been at Sinai, they did not know how to appreciate Torah or God. When God led the Israelites out of Egypt, he, according to the text, did not take them by the sea route, the Mediterranean, Ki Karovhu, because it was close. Something undetermined by the text was close, and for God, too close to the Israelite community, and thus God took them south in the desert when leading them. The question the rabbis ask is, what is it that was close? Some argue that the return route to Egypt was too close, or that there had been a fifth column revolt. Others state that the ability to lapse back into idolatry was too close, and thus God needed to weed out the people who would choose this option, though it seems that maybe God didn't do such a great job because we still have that golden calf thing that comes up later on. There are times when things are close, perhaps too close for our comfort in our lives today, and we begin to take a circuitous route to avoid a danger. But the danger changes when we stay on this detour for too long, when we stay away from that straight route for too long, and then that detour isn't just a detour, but it means that we find ourselves lost. Take, for example, the person in the hospital. While hospitals are known for their amazing abilities to cure and overcome ailments, there is often a disconnect between the purpose of healing in the eyes of the institution and the actual healing people might need. When people are sick and in a hospital, it might just be me, but it seems that to be a patient is to enter into a process that reduces one to being less than human. The beds are uncomfortable, as if an uncomfortable bed would drive a patient to remain in the hospital. The gowns are a joke and seem to test one's modesty. And needless to say, the limited channel selection on the TV while attempting to eat the creations of the nutritional department, I'm not going to call it food, are all things that make patients feel estranged and lonely. My personal beef, though I need to own my own piece of this issue, is that the hospitals often feel as if they want to control who is in that overpriced environment by charging people to be in that place and then making sure that visitors, like me, have to walk at least a half mile, and often more, to prove that we're healthy enough to make it into the institution. Kikarovu, because it was close. This verse does not apply to the parking lot situation in relation to the hospital. But going back to Kikarovu, for all of us, our mortality is often closer than we want to believe. And when we are sick, which, according to most medical science, is a term that will one day apply to all of us, we need comfort. When we are on that path less traveled, that detour in life, like the Israelites in the desert, we want comfort that there is still hope for us in our journey, and being able to find our humanity, which includes those who we know and love, helps us to continue to face our fears. To this point, I want to share with you this passage by Kerry Olitsky. He writes, quote, "The world's population is not divided into people who are ill and people who are not. Rather, like most other aspects of our lives, we spend most of the time in the middle of the continuum and only deceive ourselves into believing that we are more fully on one side of the midpoint than the other. The goal of the healing process is to return to the center, rather than move fully over to one side, for that would not be in accord with human experience. Through the process of healing, one is brought back from the extremes and gains the feeling of being centered again." Close quote. That was from the Jewish Light Spirituality Handbook, page 85. Some view the turn to religion to be a natural occurrence when someone is sick. Others view it as a first option, and still others look with skepticism to religion as a crutch, as Christopher Hitchens. The truth of the matter is that Western religion, starting with the Torah, ties a very spiritual connection to that which we know as life. When God was creating the world and was making the human, the Adam, from the word Adama, this creation of God's was just a huge lump of clay at first. It was only after God went to this clay and breathed the breath of life, the neshama, the soul, into the creature, that it could speak and be animated. By this declaration of how we first gained some of our greatest powers through the ability to move and communicate, the connection between our spirits and our lives was set in the Torah. Thus, when that breath, that soul is threatened, it makes sense that we would seek out the giver of this gift for support and strength, especially when the threat to us is more than just a cough, but the potential to lose our breath, our soul, and then we strive to come back into harmony with the giver of this gift. To all of us, breath absolutely fits the description of Kikarovu, because it is close. For we might not think of our breath and souls on a daily or even weekly basis, but when we lose the center, as Rabbi Olitsky described, we want to find ourselves back to being close to our souls. And so when we find ourselves or others separated from their centers, we need to find the mitzvot that bring us close to them and help them find their centers. We can visit, reassure, for just the knowledge that someone is karov, is close, makes a difference. It is said in the Talmud that whomever visits the sick, they carry away 1/60th of a person's illness. I hope that you will find the 1/60th you can carry away, and when necessary, appreciate those who carry away your illness by being karov, by being close to you. Shabbat Shalom. Can be ordered either by a download 24/7 or CD from the good folks at magnatune.com.